before you know it, it's already time for Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. Howdy, I'm Amelia Dalton, and this here episode is coming to you from the Big Easy, my friends. Oh yes, New Orleans has been my home for the past week, and I am loving it. Okay, I really haven't slept very much, but that's a story for another day. I'm here for this year's Embedded Tech Trends Conference. So we're talking about the business and technology of critical and intelligent embedded designs. This year's conference was full of pralines, jazz music, more VPX than you could ever know what to do with, and some lovely poolside chats with yours truly. So let's bring in my friend Nigel Forrester from Concurrent Technologies. Nigel and I are investigating the dark powers of Intel processor boards. A new advanced MC module Concurrent just launched, and what it has to do with the high-speed physics community. Oh yes. And a little bit about the one and only William Shakespeare. All right, without further ado, laissez-les bon temps rouler. My guest today is Nigel Forrester from Concurrent Technologies. Thank you so much for joining me, Nigel.
Thank you for having me, Amelia. Nice to see you again.
Excellent. All right, so first off, remind my audience, what is Concurrent Technologies all about?
Concurrent Technologies is a UK-based company. We specialize in Intel-based processor architectures based on open form factors for a variety of different applications and markets, military, communications, high-speed physics, instrumentation, transportation, all the good embedded market spaces.
Excellent.
And as well as the Intel processor boards, we do a range of I/O modules, switches, development chassis, then some application enabling software, middleware type products to make those boards easier to use.
Great. Okay, so Concurrent Technologies presented a session at Embedded Tech Trends this year called The Dark Powers of Intel Processor Boards. So first off, that's a great title, but secondly, what dark powers are you talking about?
Yeah, because the conference was in New Orleans, it was sort of a dark or a voodoo type theme to the conference. So I was trying to hit on a few interesting technical subjects that our customers might be able to make use of as virtue of having a range of Intel processor boards.
Okay.
So I picked three disparate topics, the first of which was a new instruction that Intel introduced a couple of years ago to do with transactional improvement. The second topic was about how our customers can make use of a really cool bit of technology that Intel has enabled to both monitor and then allocate the shared cache, level 3 type cache, to have better deterministic performance, improved latency, higher throughput. And the third dark power was about how they can actually get something for nothing, really, because many of our processor boards have both multi-core CPUs and also, in some cases, quite a large number of GPU cores.
Right.
Now, for customers doing graphical applications, heavyweight graphical applications, the GPUs are quite maybe heavily loaded.
Sure.
But many of the embedded customers that we deal with either have very little graphical display use, and in many cases, none, because they're embedded into some dark object that you know, nobody has a display connected to. So those GPUs are effectively sitting there idling for many of our customers, and yet with some tools, some software that Intel provides, it's very easy to actually make use of those as processing resources. So you can use the Intel Media Developers Kit with OpenCL to actually have a heterogeneous compute resource of both CPUs and GPUs, and in some cases that can give you some significant performance improvements. So as I said, a bit of something for nothing there, really.
Nice. All right, so you guys recently released a new advanced MC module with PCI Express. So what kind of goods does this bad boy have, and what kind of markets are you targeting with this module?
Advanced MC modules, sort of slightly different application focus, and we do both single and double AMCs, and we've just introduced a brand new double AMC module that is very targeted towards the high-speed physics community.
Okay.
That's a little bit different market space. in that there's all of the physics labs worldwide, really, collaborated a few years ago on what open standards form factor they were choosing for their future experiments. And by experiments, I'm talking about things like, you know, at CERN, where they discovered the Higgs boson particle, sorts of international collaboration type experiments. Mm-hmm. There's many labs in the US and in Europe and in Asia. And so they settled on using the AMC, Advanced MC, form factor in a variant of MicroTCA for physics, which effectively just extended an existing standard by adding a rear transition module and some special timing and some triggers and, mm-hmm. and things like that. So we actually developed a product a few years ago, Intel Compute product for that market space. It's been extremely successful. And just before Christmas, I was actually out at the DESI laboratory in Germany, in Hamburg, and actually got the opportunity to go down into the tunnels to see the equipment, which sort of sounds exciting, but fortunately, they're on a cool down period. These are, when they're actually live, they're heavily radioactive.
Right.
So you don't want to go down there too often. And that's one of the key issues for the type of product that we have, is that it has to be ultra reliable. Because the cost and the expense of running these experiments, they cannot afford downtime. So actually in this, I think it's about a 3.5 kilometer tunnel in Hamburg. It's very typical of the sort of experiments they do. They had, I think, about 120 control stations, all fitted with one of our processor boards as a central control and management station. And there's a lot of other complex FPGA-based boards that they've provided from either themselves or from other suppliers that do the heavyweight data processing. Mm. But at the end of the day, our board is the central controller. And that was very interesting to see. Well, that's one of the markets for AMCs. We also have a couple of other good market spaces. They're quite widely used in communications test products. Again, similar sorts of combinations of other modules, FPGAs and things like that to do RF processing. Semiconductor process control have been very successful there.
Sure.
So like most of our products, they're open standards products and you design them for a specific type of application or market, and then you find that somebody else is using them to do something slightly different.
Right.
That's a fun bit about it.
Absolutely. All right, Nigel, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, you were going to share me a little interesting information about where you went to school?
Yeah, I thought that might be interesting for your readers. So I was brought up in the UK. My parents were, at the time, lived in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is roughly in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to go to the grammar school there, where one of our most famous old boys was William Shakespeare.
Uh-huh, the bard!
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's sort of, whilst they did have some modern school buildings, they still used both the Guildhall as the school library, which was the area where the town council used to meet in Shakespeare's day, and his father was actually on the guild. And then above that, there's a huge room, which is always been called Big School, which was full of these massive oak desks with all the inscribed writing on them. And so actually sitting in the sort of space where, you know, Shakespeare was educated 400 years after him was an interesting fact. So those buildings were part of the school and still are. They're still actually used by the school, but actually they've just opened to the public.
Oh.
And so if any of your listeners go to Stratford-on-Avon, they should try and call in and have a walk around and see what they think.
I'll try that.
Well, you'd be more than welcome. And then there's a huge amount of historical buildings and facts and interesting things. So I guess what I should be saying is that having gone to the same school as Shakespeare, I should be a bit more articulate. I should have done better in those English lessons, really. Yeah,
so. I think you're doing just fine.
Well, I guess your report card will say something like, could do better, like most of mine did.
Mine too. All right, well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Nigel.
Thanks, Amelia. Really appreciate it.
Before we go, I have to send a quick shout out to Jerry Gipper, the executive director of VIDA and the host of the Embedded Tech Trends Conference, which, if you didn't know already, is an industry-wide forum where the suppliers of component, board, and system-level solutions meet distinguished members of the press. And yes, that included me. Okay, so why is this conference so cool? Well, instead of your standard, here's our cool product and the 400 ways we're better than the next guy, Jerry encourages the informational sessions of this conference to be more like TED Talks, to educate, enlighten, And hey, a little product pitch gets in there somehow. I don't know how that happened. Okay, so why do I bring this up? Other than to say a big-hearted thank you to Jerry? Well, because in my humble opinion, I feel like this is the direction our industry needs to go. Sure, I've seen my fair share of eye chart PowerPoint slides and laundry lists of feature sets, but what does that really solve? Other than a check mark on a quarterly review? Not much. We're engineers. We're here to teach. So teach. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can also monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, which also includes our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. By clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed, or even subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of January 27th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.